Do you want power in your life? Know Jesus. Our reason and purpose shouldn't be to know our purpose, but to know Jesus. The buck stops with him. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." He said all. And once again, God is not mincing words here. This is a declarative and it's the truth. All means all, and Jesus wasn't being flippant. When the Lord said in John 10:10, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly," he wasn't using words and phrases he might have to back up on later. It was a well thought out, pre-planned statement in the heart of God. How many of us say,
"Oh, I've got life, or so I've been told, but I'm just wondering where the abundantly part is going to come into the picture"?
It's nice to think we'll just get saved, live our little lives, and go to heaven, and I'm sure heaven is altogether wonderful because God built it. But I don't want to just go alone. I want to take others with me because their only option of going to heaven is to not be part of what God is doing forever. In order to go with God, we've got to press forward. It seems to me, by way of observation, the only people who actually accomplish mighty things in His name are those who press on. There are so many things to waste our time on being offended and wounded over. These days are some very dangerous times. We are going to have to press past those things, keeping our eyes on Jesus. I had a dream, and I've said this before, but I feel it's important to make mention of it again. I dreamed I was in a little boat, maybe 10 feet long, and I was in a terrible, perfect storm. The lightning was flashing. The rain was coming down in sheets and buckets, and the waves were so high I couldn't see the top. In the dream, I was looking at the raging ocean and briefly thought about the certain death I was facing. I turned my head, and directly across from me was Jesus holding on, just as wet as I was, but he was smiling. Smiling! Above the roar of the storm, I heard him speak loudly, and he said to me, "Pretty cool, huh?" I woke up immediately thinking about the dream and had a startling thought. No matter what my circumstances are, no matter how good or bad life gets, as long as I can see Jesus, I'm okay. Maybe you can't do anything about your situation right now, at this time, but someday, with God's help, you will find the courage to change it. There may still be things you wish didn't happen, but that was then and this is now. Maybe you can't change some of it, but those things you can change, get to your feet and take hold of Jesus. Declare out loud every morning that in the name of Jesus, darkness and circumstances will not take over your mind or your life. As long as you can see Jesus, it'll be okay. This scripture has come up a lot lately, and the Lord will bring it back to us as often as necessary until we get it down in our head. Philippians 3:14. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. Press on, push forward, refusing to give up. It is high time we stop letting the devil and our circumstances mow us down like we were weak weeds at the mercy of a lawnmower.